And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, light rain at 60 degrees. We picked up 3/100ths of an inch of rainfall since 7 a.m. for a total of 1.35 inches. There is a flood watch that continues until 7 a.m. on Wednesday. We look for cloudy skies today with occasional showers and thunderstorms with heavy rains at times and a high of 65. News is brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen. In the news, the Iowa Department of Transportation reports Interstate 80 at the Marney exit or exit 51 westbound will be closed Wednesday and Thursday from 10 p.m. until 6 p.m. each day. Traffic will be rerouted along a detour while the road is temporarily closed. A state audit report on the county district court clerk offices raises questions about several procedures and makes recommendations on how to improve their operations. Deputy State Auditor Andy Nielsen said the concerns centered on the segregation of duties in offices of the district clerk offices.
We also made some comments to strengthen controls over cash receipts, cash disbursements, and financial reporting.
Nielsen says many of the issues are not new, and it is an issue with the size of staff in most of the clerk of court's offices.
In some cases, it's just that they're small enough that they don't have enough redundancy to accomplish those things. And obviously, you're not going to hire individuals just for segregation of duties. So sometimes you have to live with those.
He says the judicial branch, which oversees the 99 county offices, is trying to address the concerns, but it is important to keep detailing them each year in the audit.
The reason why we keep commenting on those items is because it is something management needs to be aware of so that they're doing some other procedures to be able to make sure that there aren't things that are going on behind the scenes.
Nielsen says a good example is a program used to delete case files.
The significance there is there are some employees that have the access to a case delete program. The reason why that's dangerous is if someone were to want to hide something, basically all they have to do is delete the case, and there's no backup or anything, it's just gone.
Nielsen says it's again a case where some offices don't have enough employees to follow through on policies requiring a written order to delete a case. He says the small size of some clerk of court's offices will continue to be an issue that has to be addressed. He says small cities run into many of the same problems.
It does put more onus on management of the city, or in this case, the judicial districts, to be able to follow up and make sure the things that are supposed to work do work. The judicial department does have a good internal audit presence, and I know that they work on things as well, and they are using personnel from different clerk's offices to review reconciliations and some of those types of things. So they do have independent people looking at reconciliations and.
And in other news, farm states are looking to benefit from a Trump administration plan to allow year-round sales of gasoline with a higher blend of ethanol. President Trump is expected to announce he's lifting a federal ban on the summer sales of high ethanol blends while in Iowa for a rally tonight in Council Bluffs. The Environmental Protection Agency currently bans the high ethanol blend called E15 during the summer because of concerns that it contributes to smog on hot days. Advocates for the ethanol industry say the claim is unfounded. The oil industry opposes year-round sales of E15, warning that high ethanol gasoline can damage car engines and fuel systems. A bipartisan group of lawmakers, many from oil-producing states, oppose expanded sales of high ethanol gas, calling the approach misguided. A Council Bluffs man wanted for first-degree murder turned himself into the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office at around 11 a.m. Monday. 69-year-old Kenneth Still was processed and transported to the Pottawatomie County Jail, where he was booked in on the charge associated with the shooting death of 21-year-old Devin Thiessen of Council Bluffs. Authorities say officers were called just before 3 p.m. Sunday to 127 Park Avenue for a shooting that had just occurred at that location. When officers arrived, they found Thiessen on the front porch with what appeared to be a gunshot wound to the head. Witnesses told officers at the scene the victim was involved in a disturbance with Still. They told police that at some point during the incident, Still grabbed a shotgun inside the residence and fired one round, striking Thiessen in the head. Still then left the area in a Nissan SUV. Thiessen was transported to the Nebraska Medical Center, where he died from his injuries. Sheriff's deputies in Page County on Sunday arrested a Clarinda man. 19-year-old Austin Ray Gardner was taken into custody on an Adams County warrant for a controlled substance violation. He was arrested during a traffic stop on Highway 2 about 7 miles east of Shenandoah. Gardner was processed at the Page County Jail and then transported to the Adams County Jail because he was unable to post a $5,000 cash-only bond. Police in Creston report a man from Montgomery County was arrested at around 3 p.m. Monday. 42-year-old Donald Gay of Villisca was arrested at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Union County warrant for violation of probation on an original charge of possession, public intoxication, second offense. Gay was being held in the Union County Jail while awaiting a bond hearing. And 30-year-old Clay Brammer of Creston was arrested Monday afternoon for driving while suspended. He was later released from custody on $300 bond. The Creston Police Department said yesterday that there were two arrests on Sunday. 42-year-old Kevin Cavan of Creston was arrested at around 3:20 a.m. for OWI second offense. He was later released on a $2,000 bond. And 32-year-old Ryan Weiss of Creston was arrested at around 11:30 a.m. Sunday for driving while revoked. He was later released on a $1,000 bond. 34-year-old Amber Smith of Creston was cited Saturday evening for allowing an animal to run at large, and she was released on that citation. The Mills County Sheriff's Office reports three separate arrests took place on Sunday. At around 7:25 p.m., 54-year-old Pamela Jean Monthy of Glenwood was arrested for calling 911 for a non-emergency, interference with official acts, assault on peace officers, and criminal mischief in the fifth degree. Monthy's bond was set at $1,300. At around 6:50 a.m. Sunday, 50-year-old Darren Patrick Healy of Omaha was arrested in Mills County for being a fugitive from justice. His bond was set at $1,000. And at around 8:45 a.m. Sunday, 47-year-old Martha Angeline Oltmans of Grant was arrested for driving under suspension. Her bond was set at $300. A man who showed up at the Pottawatomie County Jail last Friday morning to visit an inmate was himself taken into custody on an outstanding warrant. 42-year-old Richard Henry Rapp of Council Bluffs was booked into the Pott County Jail on a Page County warrant for fugitive from justice. His bond was set at $10,000. A disturbance in Underwood last Friday night resulted in the arrest of a Council Bluffs man. 22-year-old Nico Juan Lilly was arrested for first-degree harassment by intimidation, an aggravated misdemeanor. His bond was set at $2,000. 20-year-old Jackie Marie Jerkovich of Council Bluffs, an inmate at the Pott County Jail, was charged with criminal mischief in the fifth degree recently after she allegedly damaged a phone receiver and cord at the jail. The damage, which occurred at around 5 a.m., was estimated at $100. And 25-year-old Tanner Jeffrey DeHigh of Council Bluffs was arrested for allegedly taking a pumpkin valued at about $6 from the Hy-Vee store on West Broadway Street in Council Bluffs Sunday night. After the merchandise was returned, DeHigh was issued a citation for theft in the fifth degree before being released with a court date for October 23rd. A traffic stop at around 7:25 a.m. Monday in Red Oak resulted in a woman's arrest on a drug charge. Red Oak police say 24-year-old Natasha Renee Houston of Red Oak was arrested for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana. Houston was being held in the Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 cash bond. And a Southwest Iowa man convicted in the 2009 shooting death of his girlfriend had his challenge for the conviction denied in court Friday. According to reports, Judge James Heckerman refused to grant post-conviction relief to 38-year-old Brian Heath Davis of Shenandoah, who, along with his attorney, claimed key elements of the investigation and prosecution were flawed. In April of 2015, Davis received a life sentence upon his conviction without the possibility of parole on a charge of first-degree murder in the death of 29-year-old Holly Ray Durbin. His conviction was appealed but upheld by the Iowa Court of Appeals in 2017. On July 18, 2009, Davis had reported to authorities that Durbin shot herself in the head at the farmhouse they shared off Highway 59. Durbin was found on her bed with a gunshot wound to the left side of her head near her cheek. Her left hand was on the pistol grip of a 12-gauge shotgun, and her left thumb rested on the trigger. Durbin was right-handed. Authorities say the only identifiable fingerprints on the gun belonged to Davis. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.